nothing but net.
For the win, it's good. LeBron James at the buzzer.
Deep shot.
Nothing but net.
I'm gonna echo. I'm gonna need you to back up.
James Harden with a buzzer beater.
Bryant fires away.
It's good. Three-pointer for Kobe Bryant.
Nothing but net. But net.
What's good?
Let's go.
Good company.
Bro, mimi nimechoka mazi.
Kwa nini nimekuchosha, bro?
First of all,
yes.
Rest in peace to that episode that we did last week just before the finals of the NBA. And
the assassin shall not be named.
Yeah, things happened. And while we were waiting for the episode to drop, it didn't.
It didn't. Episode 36. So this is episode 36.1.
Yeah, 36.1. Andy Young.
6'4".
And it's just us. Yeah.
Nothing but net.
Yeah.
Nothing but best.
Nothing but sons. Anyway, we had, I don't know if we can run guys through what we had talked about in that episode.
Can we start off with a big topic that was, we were predicting, this was the, we recorded that episode the evening before game six.
Yeah, the evening before game six.
Yeah, yes. And we both predicted that the Bucks would win.
Yes.
Which they rightfully did, yes. Deservedly win.
Yes.
And we are very happy.
Yeah, yeah. The MVP, not surprised.
Yes, I also called that.
Yeah. Milwaukee Bucks, 50 years since they got a chip.
Yep.
So that was monumental as well.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
While the other team of our can noisy pal who is not here again the today. Sunsets. Austin, where are you by the way? Where are you?
In the streets. In the streets of Nairobi.
Yes, they still go championship-less.
Wow.
Yeah. Still zero championships for Phoenix. Zero.
Everybody felt bad for Chris Paul.
Who's everybody?
Okay, most people...
please. Negro, most please.
People, most people felt bad for Chris Paul. Ish cause... Devin Booker is young. Undateki, he is just getting started. Like,
yeah.
He's still at the early stages of his career.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Paul, he's... This is that... part of the graph where it starts going down, where your curve starts going down. Maybe like we stagnate kiasi yake, but you've already, I feel like you've already been at your peak. You're no longer at your peak.
Yeah.
Unaona, so this was that one chance
Unaona,
that you got and it got you where it got you.
Yeah.
So that being said, we've seen Chris Paul's journey all through, and guys were hoping that he'd be the first former Thunder player to bag a chip. He wasn't.
PJ Tucker
was.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Sneaker King.
And he was drafted same year as LeBron.
PJ?
Yeah.
Ah.
I think PJ Tucker same year as LeBron, Carmelo, Wade.
Yeah.
That class of 20, what?
2003.
What? 2003.
Yes.
Yeah, 2003. Yeah, that class. It was a mad class. And I was shocked to find PJ Tucker down there. And I'm like, damn, y'all graduated same class. So, yeah, I said all that to say that most people felt bad. Generally, the guys I talked to.
Oh.
That Chris Paul. Alafu nile woye woye. See, it's the genuine one. It wasn't genuine.
Miss Kufila told you, same loud. Austin, anything to say?
Producer, insert crickets, please.
Thought so.
Yeah, but do you agree? Booker, still young, he can have a go at this, whack at this.
Yes, and someone very, I think, is being underrated a lot, DeAndre Ayton, for his first playoff run and that position, a center, bro. He's been dope. Yeah, and also an agenda I've been driving earlier. The big man agenda. This has been the year of the big man. We had Jokic, who was MVP.
The Joker.
A big. Runner up to him was Embiid. Also a big.
Bigger.
Finals MVP.
Sorry to cut you short, but damn. Now you've mentioned Embiid. I feel bad for 76ers, bro.
Yeah.
I feel bad. Do you think they're going to be getting or they're going to be giving us the same energy and the same level of play as they did this past season, the just concluded season?
The Sixers.
Yeah.
Embiid and...
Company.
And?
And Co.
And Ben Simmons.
Yes.
Bro, for a lot of these teams, I think it's no longer about... As good as you are, you might be MVP candidate and whatever.
Or
but
you might bug Maya Jama as your girlfriend. Very, very, very important, bro. You can't overlook that. You cannot overlook that, bro. Proceed.
Wow, okay. So
you might be shooting bricks in court, but bro, out here, you're not shooting bricks. I get the balance in life, man. You say kwa life ki like to balance.
You like to balance.
Yeah. Sorry.
So, as long as star player hana role players wazuri, two or three good other supporting members of the cast, Futsaki is the core futile. So, Bado Embiid still needs that Robin to his Batman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Poetic, huh? Robin to his Batman. Okay. What about the Brooklyn Nets?
The Brooklyn Nets are still serious title contenders. If we're discussing if guys should downplay this finals run for the Bucks and Suns, because in both conferences the teams they faced were injury prone.
Yes.
And you said no, that's not a factor. Okay, it is a factor, but still we may deserve kufika paliolifika.
Yes.
But kwenye ukweli, Brooklyn Nets are healthy. Brooklyn Nets, that's still a nightmare. Hata watu waseme nini, if okay, let's see if maybe we are Kwakujay season again, and by playoff time, all three are healthy. All three have had a decent run of games in the regular season, bro. They're still a nightmare. They're still. I'd put them top if I was making the odds.
Let's bring back that conversation. Actually, nilikuwa nataka tulete next. We were talking about the chances of the teams that made it to the finals having made it this far. Had we had a healthy maybe Brooklyn Nets in the East. Okay, yeah. In the East, had we had a healthy Lakers? In the West, a healthy Golden State Warriors? In
Nuggets,
the West, you know, Nuggets and all that. Would these guys have gotten this far? And I thought about it. I was like, you know what? I think maybe we'd have also gotten to see a different level of play from these guys, because the level of competition was stiff. Pause. I said that so passionately. But see, I can't take away from the healthy teams that suffered because of the injuries.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. But one of the greatest lessons I learned from Brooklyn Nets ni hata mkwe strong aje mazi. Injuries bado zineza wa take down, zineza wa take apart vibaya.
Alafu unajua sawa, now like if ingekuwa injury took out one of them, wangekuwa na dynamic duo. But manze two, manze.
Unatake.
So ilikuwa minus crazy.
Itakuwa ngori. But the journey would have definitely been harder.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of phrasing on today's podcast, bro. Yeah. Had those teams been healthy, had the key players not had major injuries, ingekuwa a different story.
Yeah.
A completely different story. Yeah, so that's what I feel about that.
But still, Austin, your easiest run to the title, manze, first round, mepiga defending champs. Kidogo me sweep Nuggets. Oh, pretenders wa LA. Bro.
Acha niseme kitu ingine nilio observe. I think I'll give more weight to your school of thought that experience at this level of competition ikona importance kubwa sana, because I watched the Suns fumble this bag at that level, and unaweza tell enyewe Miluki Bucks kuna level fulani ya composer walikuwa nayo even after they were two down.
Yeah.
Unacheki wakiingia game 3 pale, they played with a certain level of composer, like it's like we've been here before.
Yeah.
This can happen.
Yeah.
It's never too late.
Yeah.
We can catch up and keep everything under control.
Yeah.
And they did.
And
after that, I watched the Phoenix Suns kind of panic.
Yes.
Kila mse.
Yeah.
Walikuwa nacheza hot potato mazi. Hakuna mse alikuwa nataka ile ball.
Because even actually, you know, when this came to the fore, Bisa ilikuwa game 5.
Eh.
After it went back now to Phoenix.
Eh.
As in, now guys expected now Phoenix to win it, then they go back. But no, Milwaukee alikuwa Iran tunaendelea nayo.
Because
they went and won there like...
hata mimi nilikuwa nimepatia Phoenix Suns at least that one more win. Ndio niseme
hiyo. Yeah, I remember, yes.
Ingekuwa their last one, like, they honorably. Usidedi tu hivyo. But it wasn't an honorable death.
Yeah.
But I have to say, sasa next season, itabidi, maybe nikuwe a bit more sober. Unacheki, nikimake hizo decisions. Like, yes, my heart says one thing.
Yeah.
But pia kiliangu itaniambia cheki. Umeona vile wale wasi wamecheza na experience, wamecheza. Na wale wasi wenye, yes, wamewakad kufike ile level, bado kuna sasa, this is when they are unlocking that professional level sasa, where kina Yanis have been here a couple of times.
Yeah.
And people took the piece on them, like, yo, Yanis, mekuwa pa mara ngapi?
Yeah, because that actually, even me, if the only way he was justifying his, how they put it, his greatness to me, was winning a championship. Because amekuwa kid, is where that MVP sour, defensive player of the year sour, but amekuwa kifumble constantly, playoffs. So I was happy for the man. Shout out Alex, najua we ni hater. Alex akufurahia hiyo ni Yanis.
Atisa ya furahi.
Kwanza unajua we ni fan wa Harden, so yuko wa school of thought ile ya. Harden is just 7, Yanis is just 7 feet. He has no skill. He just dribbles and dunks.
Okay. Yo time lakini ebu tu kwe serious. Yo time kila msia likuwa na agree na Harden. Ebu tu simruke. Yo time wasia likuwa na agree na Harden. Kuzi tu likuwa tumediscredit Yanis kabisa. And to some extent, there was some element of truth in that spite. There was some element of truth. Kuzi ungeti kivile Yanis anacheza, hakuwa na range at all.
Yeah.
If you completely cover the paint, he can't crash into it, umemaliza.
He's out.
Because if you leave him to shoot, hala shot.
Yeah.
Free throw, hana. Soak him foul.
He's done.
Yeah, it's a good gamble. Like, the best that you can get is maybe half a basket. Unaona, yo tume prevent a 3-point play, probably.
Yeah.
Unaona, because akiingia ndani ya paint, anaweza raise na kila mtu na pick plus one. Unacheki.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, bro. I don't know. Okay, acha nikuulize. Let me put it this way. Do you think next season, coming next season, yeah? Unafikiria every other team that, okay, after the trades, drafts, nini kila kitu ime happen when the dust has settled. And most of the people have come back healthy, wase wametoka Olympics, wame recover, wameenda vikezao. Tumerudi back to another season.
Yes.
What do you think we are going to get from both teams that we saw at the finals?
Wow.
Right?
I think
right?
With okay, cause.
Yeah.
I think the guys who go for the Olympics, they'll definitely Daniel Taru the same time na the other guys who think watapewa. Especially wale wamefika finals. So you don't get about tuongea about them specifically. Definitely what extend you are there. Rest and all that. But also kuna draft coming up. Itakuwa actually this coming Thursday. Hiyo day pod in a drop.
Yeah.
We're having the 2021 draft. So draft moves up will affect a lot. There are a lot of free agents who can gali aside. Their sons, we have Chris Paul who yeah, get so as in I think after moves in Mekiwe, it'll tell a lot. But I think ni wakona Kofiti.
Any Bucks.
I think Bucks wa shaji prove yao it's a solid squad. So I think Suns wako na a good core, but unfortunately for them they are in the Western Conference kama beast. So
also nimeona kuna teams zingine zinaongezewa NBA, like 3 teams hata ni vizuri me mention. Let me google that say real time.
There's a proposal like that a few years back. It's imerudi tena.
Hey, nimecheki
skuza David Stern. I had something like that a few years back.
And I wanted to ask that because nilikuwa niulize kama yo region ya East wanahitaji kuongezewa some teams because level ya competition is not as high as in the West. It's just like in hip hop. It's one and the same. You can't compare the East and the West. I'm sorry. The West will always be the best. Oof. Malik mbono na niangalia. When you say wa East Coast? When you say East Coast, Malik? Walai?
Okay, so...
New York.
I also still Brooklyn, think man. That the South is better than the East. Inafikira East is the very last thing that you can think about. So, currently, we have 30 teams, ndio?
Yes.
That hasn't changed since 2004. Before then, you have to go back to 1995 when Raptors and Vancouver, now Memphis, entered the league. Now, as we speak, imeenda wapi? Dem editor kuna kibarua hapa. To balance out the Eastern and Western conferences geographically, it makes the most sense to add two teams in the western half of the U.S. Oh, that would allow a team like Memphis, New Orleans, or Minnesota, who are basically all close to the east coast of the country, as Milwaukee and Chicago, to switch conferences from the west to the east.
But each conference will have the same number of teams.
I don't know. Adding a team in the west, inaonekana watapiga balance.
Sawa, kama kuna balance.
Seattle. Seattle. I shout to my boy called Chuck the Entertainer. Do you remember Chuck?
Yeah, Chuck.
Unajua kwa Seattle maze. Na kwambia kuna voice note alitutumia akiwa Seattle. Hey bro, I had to say it again. Mara sijui ni Seattle and then kidogo kidogo hata yodi haiko yenye imegeuka from IT.
Ni Seattle.
So adding a team in the west such as Seattle and a team in the east such as Louisville, Nashville, or Montreal would essentially keep the conferences as they are, but an addition each. Unaona, wameongezewa moja each, which would be fine as well. What do you think?
Me, I'm for it. Atata ikifika place, let's say wataki kuyalainki hemisphere, like if after every season there's seeding, then they do whatever in terms of strength. Me, I'm for it, bro. As long as it keeps the maybe you're seeding not every season, let's say every five seasons there's after a run, if it's making the competition better, yes, I'm all for it.
Mina, okay, do you know where my mind goes to when I see something like this? Let's pod me, I'll be honest.
Yeah,
na feel vibaya because and ni combination ya ku feel vibaya and a bit of jealousy, which is bad. Because I see the level of production in the States. As we always say, Maze, we had this conversation to compare Basketball African League na NBA. Like even aesthetically.
Entertainment value.
No offense, but yeah, entertainment value. You wouldn't like really look forward to watching a game, you know, in the Basketball African League the same way you'd look forward to watching an NBA game.
Yeah.
And to even make matters worse, this guy upped their game in terms of production in this season, bro. Kuna shots zingine walikuwa wanapiga una tiki depth of field, you are like, what?
Yeah, they keep doing that every season. They come with some new shit, you're like, what? You're measuring that now?
Some new movements, and I'm like, whoa, what? and I'm here thinking, damn, huku mimi nafikiria league ya Africa inafaa kuwa something like this, like hadi lini, bro? Tutangalia NBA hadi lini?
Yeah.
Unachikio ndio swali mimi nauliza. So hata anachikio naongezea ma team and I'm like, damn, and being endelea kushika. Damn.
Yeah.
This is like in Love Island, mmekuwa hivi and then waongeze three people to the villa. Unacheki mmekuwa mkikatiana katiana nini for those who watch Love Island.
Crickets, producer then, crickets then, please.
Boom. Three hot people into the villa. You're confused. Production imeenda juu, quality imeenda juu, yet here we are. Unacheki. I feel some type of way, I won't even lie.
No, but the thing is, we both know we are sort of in the E and Inginia media. So we know what guys are capable of out here.
Yes.
So I think just the responsible, I'd say, out wana run easy vitu. They're just lazy. Wanajua, wanaweza lipa e this agency, wadu production ya this, let's say these games. Na ikuwe dope, as in he attract watu wanataka he attract, but they are like, no. So tukona ile kamera yetu ya 2011, si bado inadu. Eka hapo dunga live stream bundles, as in it's wanataka tu, they just want to get it, wa tick two boxes. So ni laziness tu, kwa ziyo do iko.
Una shout, because I've been there. Even you yourself, you recommend something quality, and then they're like, nah, we'll do this because we have it, and save on this and that. But I also feel like corruption has a big part to play. Massively.
Yeah.
In a baki. I look at basketball in Africa and I ask myself, what countries come to my mind when I think about basketball in Africa, and currently it's just Rwanda. Unaona. Mm-hmm. I used to watch some leagues nikiwa high school in West Africa.
Yeah, Angola. Yeah.
Because iko rampant tuko vibaya sana. And the NBA pia imefanya programs mob in such areas. A couple in Eastern Africa, not just East Africa, Eastern Africa, but nilikuwa nafuatilia hizo. Lately, it's just been Rwanda. Nukiangalia corruption levels za Rwanda, zilipelekwa down vibaya sana.
Yes.
Massively.
Yeah.
And they are inversely proportional. The lower the level of corruption, the higher the success rate of these other things.
Yeah.
Ndo maana tukiambia huko ati yote
development and all.
Stadium sita.
Yeah.
Tunawafanyia sijui trucks za Formula 1, bro. Yeah. Mbona Formula 1 wewe? Alafu unaniambia unataka kufanya track ya Formula 1.
By the way, bro, you remember, at apparently what on the street is that Kenya had a chance to host AfroBasket. All you had to do. Yeah. All you had to do. No, all you had to do was construct what these guys did, and they did, and they had money for it.
Budget iko.
And see what that thing has done for Rwanda, bro.
Basketball African League, bro. This is something major. Sasa zile basketball sasa imeanza kuchangamsha huko Afrika, tunafua kwa conversation hata tuko kwa ile room.
Milta J. Cole hapo mnampeleka hapo ile na name Lion ama whatever, as in mnajiputa out there.
This is ile value yenye angepigwa.
Bro,
oh my goodness. Ina niuma. So nikiangalia hizi teams zenye zinaongezewa kwa league, hiyo ndio kitu nakamkua akili yangu le.
Yeah.
Tuanze hata na hizi countries zenye tuko nazo huku, we just do something for ourselves na ishike design yenye.
Eh, wait. By the way, Andy ako in his feelings. Andy ana punch microphone. Tuende bro, tuende.
Nigeria wameanza Big Brother Africa Niger. I think
by the way, ulianza story, eh.
And same thing. Na feel vibaya and I'm a bit jealous.
Una feel vibaya kwa nini why?
Na feel vibaya cause this is something even us guys over here can do. Tume pitch some proposals here and there. They've been shot down. Angalia level ya entertainment. Every day before I consume a lot of content from Twitter. And every day mimi angalia what's going on in West Africa. And bro, across West Africa, Nigeria, Ghana, you name it, them niggas are all watching one thing. Na una check level ya production ya Big Brother. To a point where I was like, the last Big Brother Africa, just Africa, we had ni lenye kina Prezo alienda, lenye Prezo alikuwa first runners up, something like that.
Yeah, you made the finals. Yeah, that was the last one.
I think so.
Wow,
imagine. But Big Brother Africa, and I just joke with season gani hata say they've been consistent with it.
Cause and you've mentioned like the whole of West Africa is watching that thing. It's cause I think Kenya controls a lot of the trending topics in East Africa because we're like the leaders. Bro. So you need to, if you are big in Kenya, definitely.
Bro. Okay.
Wait, my pitchy proposal.
I'm going to tell story a essay, but kuna perspective learning I get from an interview I saw on CTA, cleaning the airwaves, Richie.
Yeah.
I think ilikuwa ya Faki.
Yeah.
When he was talking about how Kenya lost a big deal by some guys who were coming to film something over here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wakaenda essay.
Just because kuna mtu alikuwa anataka kukula do and he asked for a ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah.
Wakamuona John Yaji ilikuwa time ya post election violence around that time. So they decided, you know what? Acha tuende SA. Walifanya scouting wakachiki the next best location is South Africa. Okay, let's shoot. We reorganize. Okay, tume recoup. Kila mtu ako sawa. All systems go. Boom. Gava SA kachiki kuna activity ya hapa. Ikauliza, formation ni gani? But them, they're making inquiries just to find out wagwan. And then after that, they even facilitated and made the whole experience better.
Manze.
When they found out why they were shooting in SA, because mnajua mtaulizwa, why?
Why, yeah.
They were honest. Wakasema, unajua ni aje. We weren't even supposed to shoot here. Ini location tume scout juzi. Where we were supposed to shoot, environment ni hostile vibaya sana. So we got pushed out. They decided, you know what? When you're done with the production, tutumie ni bill. Bro, si ati malize kulala kwa hoteli ama ni production. Mkimaliza kushoot film yenu, nipatie ni bill yenu. That's the government asking you that.
Yeah.
And they contributed to part of it.
Yeah.
Unataka kuniambia utarudi huku?
Manze, alafu there's a lot of those stories like multinationals wanting to set up, but
bro, HQ za multi choice ziko wapi? SA is a massive hub as we speak. Our SA wanaweza sponsor so many programs across Africa. Wakidai tu.
Manze, just look at their leagues, their football league, their rugby league.
Maze, hii podcast imegeuka imekuwa rant. Vinaniuma. Tunafua kwa mbali na hizi vitu.
Inauma sana.
Cheki mali tuko, cheki mali tuko.
Manze. So on that note, tunaweza enda stargazing.
Tuanzie fraud watch, maze. Nah.
Aya, fraud watch unapiga nani?
Niache machungu hapa. Government ya Kenya.
Yes.
All our corrupt leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And any other corrupt leader in Africa who's hindered the progression of sports in this continent.
And arts in general too.
Yes. Because we all see how the people who represent us globally, continentally, internationally, tunaona what they go through.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to be proud of where they're coming from, such that mkiwapiga deal from another country, from the UAE, from Canada, I don't know from where, for them to represent you, think they're gonna say no? I never thought that patriotism would have a price to it, but you push people to put a price to patriotism.
Yeah, because I'm saying shindwa nijitume hivi for the country, let's say during the Olympics or whatever, when I could be resting, am I push myself for the country and get nothing, while I could save myself, I go make a killing huko nikuwe fresh for the new season and all that?
Place na treat you a poor, wananipiga attention fiti, hakuna watu wanajaribu kunikula left, right and center, medical liko sawa.
Exactly.
Professionals.
Yes.
So me, all of that, kila msimu nyako kwa hiyo mix, anybody in that, bro, I'm livid, man.
Mm-hmm.
But fraud watch mimi nimemaliza. I'm done. What about you?
Me, fraud watch yangu ni one third of nothing but net. Mr. Austin! Phoenix Suns. Suns in four.
I even forgot
Suns in four.
Oh,
yes, that's a rudisha basketball kidogo. Mr. Austin pale. Fraud watch, wena timi yako, nilikuambia mtashinda NBA championship. Ni ransize ama ni mwambi in his face. Acha ni ngoje, sindio?
Z.
Adu, staki. Ata nini? Ata fast forward. Ata ruka yopat.
Minasema, sema sema sahi, nabadu mwambi in his face.
Acha ni save. It is...
Why?
Ni
wait, we're doing this for the listener, bro.
Relax.
I'm doing it for Austin.
Sindio, listener pia skizo episode ingine, bro.
Oh, unangoje akiwa hapa. Oh, nilipo na like face to face tukiwa pale.
Entertainment enzo. Value pia.
Like meet me outside.
No.
Sorry.
Yes,
went over my podcast. Head. I apologize.
Yeah, so, yeah, Austin na Phoenix. Anzienyo hapo.
Pigweni fraud watch.
Pigweni fraud watch.
Okay.
Shout out to Agri Otieno on Instagram. Amekuwa ki call out for Bucks. Think even before the playoffs, he's been like, yo, Bucks on a shindai kitu. Yeah.
A shout going out to my boy Pete. Tumekuwa tukifuatilia finals na yeye, na alikuwa na support kina Chris Paul and company.
Oh, the group PC.
Eh?
The group PC.
No.
Okay.
No, I wish.
I'd have been worried.
I wish. Wait, don't even get me started about work and basketball, bro. It was another environment I don't want to get back into.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to give him a massive shout out. Pia alikubali that the level of professionalism that the Bucks brought to the finals was on steroids, and he had to respect it. Giannis had to be respected. Ali proved Kilamse. He proved himself.
Yeah.
And Phoenix Suns, yes, as I said, mafans wake wana feel okay, mafans wa Phoenix Suns wana feel bad for Chris Paul because he didn't get a chip, and as I said, ni sunset years zake, but they were hopeful at the same time because walikuwa like kuna duniaje, they made us feel like it's possible, they made us believe, wametuonyesha kuna duniaje ikitu iko hapa.
But ebu imagine on the flip side, imagine Austin Kerr Suns wangeshinda championship, bro.
Angekuwa hapa sahi. That's one thing I know for sure. Angekuwa hapa sahi.
Bro, tungekuwa tunafanya two episodes a week. Visual na anazi direct, ana edit ye mwenyewe na anazi drop on time. Eh? Eh, tuende visual guys. Tuende visual. What one need kuona tukionge about finals?
Oh man. Anyway.
Shout out to Austin.
Yeah, I made a shout going out to Austin. He couldn't be with us. Ameshikana maze, life happens.
Ame?
Ameshikana.
Ah.
Yeah.
Austin.
Kama glue.
Ah.
Life happens. Ama magnets mbili.
Ungechapo like glue alafu producer ngekwa mjanja ngeingiza like glue ya Sean Paul. But producer.
Umesema unapiga producer fraud watch.
producer umesikia?
Producer pia ipigwa fraud.
Austin, Austin, you're from Austin. You're from Austin. Tumechagua for Austin.
Hii ni yangu. Producer angalianga email bwana. Producer pia anajua life what happened. Yeah, I know. I know it's just fun and games, comedy style. Lakini pia producer pigwa fraud what mazi. Ile episode yenye kuishatokea sasa tungeye kwa episode 37, man. 37.
Helico 36.
Yeah, sasa tuko 36. Anyway,
but bado ni funny cause ni age ya Chris Paul na alishindwa. Ha 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 ha. Numerology bro, si wewe unasema numerology?
Everything happens for reasons.
Ndio like... sasa.
Luka Doncic.
Eh bro, 48 points.
Luka Doncic.
Olympic debut.
Wale Olympics mazia na watesa. Slovenia, Slovakia tumesema zote. Kama country yako inaanzia na
S. Slow. The slows.
Slow. Eh tuko tu sawa na wewe but yo my man. And then another reason why namweka on stargazing ni because he tried explaining to guys in the NBA that the level of play pale
Europe Ningori
and in Europe
yes
is crazier than this and everybody clowned him.
Yeah.
Everybody were like
yeah.
Diego, do you know the NBA? And I was really trying to look at things. Ndio maana nilikuwa nashindana nauliza, how big is a medal as compared to an NBA chip to a player? Leave alone a fan or a consumer of sports. So, guys coming to the Olympics and watching states being whooped like kids, yeah. Both 5-on-5 na 3-on-3.
Yeah.
Inakuwa ngumu. Which, by the way, I'm really enjoying 3-on-3.
Yes.
Like, I'd rather... Okay, sometimes I'd rather watch 3-on-3 at Olympics. Because in a Kamo street, something like, okay, this is something we'd be in the hood to neza collect, you know, by the court side to watch. Just three guys go against other three guys.
Yeah.
Pause. Big pause. But yes, me, Mr. Gazing Yangu, nimeka Luka Doncic.
Ah.
But because of those reasons.
So, before we move to Yangu, Coach Argentina alisema he's the best player in the planet. At least, and he said that for 2 years now.
Luka Doncic.
Yeah. How, where would you rate him top? Where would you rate him? Give him top 10 as a mweka api.
Bro, akoko cover ya NBA 2K22.
Uh-huh.
He's the one. See LeBron. I'm sorry.
So he's the number one. He's the number one player in the world right now, according to you.
Space Jam 3 ujona wanafanya auditions.
Wewe ni kwa idea yangu kwa na white boy. Wewe bro. Mindo nisema.
Exactly. What does that tell you bro?
Okay. So
ukifikiria
okay.
White boy anaweza fanya Space Jam 3 unafikiria nani?
Luka.
Sasa ndio hivyo Succession ndio imeingia. Best player in the NBA. Eh, mi uko tu wa Argentina maze. Damn, umechekini.
Ama anchocha sana. Yeah, but me na...
Apo amechocha sana. Luka is young, he's just getting started off. I'd say, momentum yake ni ngori. And he doesn't even have potential. This boy is good.
He's good, talented. Yeah. Like, yuki tu likona sema, when he came from Europe, he was playing for Real Madrid, their basketball team. Ndiyo akakuja NBA. So NBA. By the time he was being drafted, he was pro already.
Ubo yako sawa.
So ndiyo akasema, yo time yal sema, getting baskets in the NBA is easier than in Europe.
Oh, ndo mana he can do this with his eyes closed.
Ah, huko anakuja Johnny... even the officiating. Yeah. But one thing he's slacks on major, his defense. And he's not an off the ball player. If the ball is not in his hands, he's not that he won't make those runs, he won't make those cuts. But yeah, but he's
that's something he needs to work on.
Yeah.
Hebu nikuulize, unacheki ile trio ya Brooklyn Nets ikiwak vizuri next season. Na feel kama kuna tension pale because of Kyrie.
Kyrie
is the wild card in Brooklyn Nets.
There's some stories I saw on Twitter about vitu zimetokea backroom yao about the team basically having to fund everything. These guys want their houses, chicks for akina Harden, Dunda and all that. And apparently it's taking a toll, like someone has to
financially ama.
Yeah.
Eh.
Like it's apparently it's not sustainable.
Would you allow that as a teammate?
Do what?
Would you allow that as a teammate? Like kuna maplayer wenu wanakuwa too funded na the franchise.
Unajua
left right and center.
Unajua hapo sasa ni unajua sasa hapo ndio sasa manager wako sasa unajua kaa ni mgori au na.
By them kuna ma manager.
Eh hapo ni hapo sasa ni personal term sasa ni aje umse kila weekend ana need power. Sawa. Aya tuwezi. Yeah it's hiyo ni sasa ni kama if you are at that level and you can get those packs. Sio ni kwa nini msemeni a feel busy na una get.
Kuna live nilikuwa na cheki KD na nani? Kyrie.
Mhm.
Wakiwa And the snippet that I caught was Kyrie telling KD, and KD seemed a bit confused. Like, what? Akimwambia, yeah, that where KD, no, this is Kyrie, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Where KD is at, Kyrie was already there. Like, even mentally, nini, nini. So that's where KD is stepping into right now, where Kyrie has been. Now, I know he's been on some spiritual journey or something, but I sat down for a minute and I thought, yeah, Kyrie was hot before KD was hot. Sezi kata. Ama. Kyrie was, we were talking a lot more about Kyrie than KD. KD tumeanza kubonga about KD juzi juzi.
No, bro, I disagree. Because Nani's been on people's radar, KD, since, and okay, see, as much as it didn't work out vizuri, but yo, that's...
Sawa, ato kiangalia OKC. But OKC, nobody was really talking about KD like that, like that. Aki OKC, sasa ndo alianza kublow vizuri, siyo? Siyo? But be okay, wili anza kuongelila Kyrie lini? When were you aware about Kyrie?
When he was drafted, because your time, nakumbuka, Bron had left Cavs, then I think, I don't know how many seasons later, I could get your number one pick. So I'd followed a bit about Kyrie being drafted to the Cavs, I could get number one pick tena. But then he... impact yake, okay, for me, I'd say KD ni bigger, because Kyrie, his best was the year with Bron, the year ali had finals walishindua 20, was it 2015? Yeah, the one they lost and the one they won, those were his best years, and it was because of he had the world's greatest player captaining the team, leading them to greatness.
The prefixes, oh my goodness, I should have nipped it.
Okay,
now get, it's relative, because, okay, I feel like I was more aware of Kyrie before KD. Maybe ni relative, because we are aware about players at different points.
Yes,
but, nilikuwa na feel ni kama, Kyrie alikuwa na head start, alikuwa na advantage. Alafu alitangulianga na mapema.
Alafu pia we ni guard, so unafuatilia.
Nafuatilia ma guard more than
KD. Makes sense.
And then KD, yes, I paid more attention to him now after he came to our team. Golden State, because mimi nilikuwa msewa wakina Kari huku, and that's how maybe nimepata rada ya Kyrie, because there's that whole quote unquote beef between guards, shake, bake, score, all that flashiness nini. So ni kama KD alinipita kwa hizo rada. Me, I wasn't really aware about KD. Yes, I knew about KD, but sikuwa idha yake.
You're getting.
So when Kyrie alikuwa anaambia KD, anafili kama ya na step into where he has already been even mentally. Sikujua kama nichukulie as an open bro-to-bro talk, ama it's disrespectfully kama ume kuja tu wapa juzi, relax. I didn't know how to take it. Ndo mana nimeonacha niulize MC, maybe atanipatia a fresh perspective. Ukiwa put kwa skills.
Yeah.
You feel like KD has given more than Kyrie to the game?
Yes.
It's a tough question. You
it's a tough
to
question,
about it.
But yeah, KD. See, it's as simple as asking me, na need to pick one of them for my team, for my franchise. Sindio, let's say I'm a GM, and both of them on the table, sindio, like they are free agents or something. Sindio, it's niswalika yo, more or less.
Pick one.
Yeah, KD.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's all.
Yeah. Stargazing yangu, Kenya Lionesses.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, we talked about this too.
Yes.
Oh, man.
But producer again. Nangalia email buwana. Kania email kaka. So yeah, Kenya Lionesses, the other weekend, they were playing the Zone 5 Afrobasket Women's Qualifiers.
Fires, man.
Yes, we beat Egypt in the finals.
Zone 5. Ooh.
Yeah. So now we're going for the tournament in Cameroon in September. So bado kuna ile men's in late August in Kigali, alafu September in Cameroon. Kuna
tunaenda zote.
Zote. We are out of the country, man.
Hey, mimi nimeenda ku touch down Rwanda for a minute, bruv. Rwanda imekuwa ki touch down pale USA, you like sizi touch down Rwanda.
Ina pull up. Hey. Tunaenda tunazidi huko.
Yeah, mazi. Yeah. Anything else we need to put out there? Olympics.
Yes, we have the games going on.
Uh-huh.
US walipigwa na France pale na kina Fournier na Mr. Rudy Gobert. Hey, manze, that guy is a homeseni mzee.
Niliwambia aje Rudy Gobert is the guy blocking your shots during the day.
What?
And girl out at night.
What?
Don't play with him. Don't play with Rudy Gobert. Amewatesa huko, si ndio?
Hey, manze, niliondio game yao na US ilikuwa...
Nojo, bado ni model.
Rudy Gobert.
Rudy Gobert is a bad man. Unachiki kitu gani kibeba hii Olympics basketball?
Wow.
This is easy to tell. I can't even tell.
Ndio, okay, ndio, most teams match is a first round of games on now to on Wednesday morning there'll be more games and I think on Thursday. I think after the second group game we'll turn who's looking to because kayo US niko sure okay, wako on expect to lose or something. But the next game is I think versus Iran. Ina inaweza kuwa easy on paper left and ikwe. Another upset. So I think hey, after wow. After we see after they pull guys for the quarters up now we can tell like yo wanna get because as a coalition the first group game ushindo hizo mbili you out.
If Iran asked you to go play for them for the national team,
yeah,
would you?
Iran.
Good money of course. Yeah.
Iran.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Any yeah. Country basically, insert any country.
Good money.
Good money.
Yes.
Okay, any country plus good money.
Yes.
Equals yes.
Any country with good money. Any country offering good money.
Okay.
Tick box, yeah, tick box, yes.
Sawa.
Sign with my blood.
Negro, what? Yo, that went west. That went completely west. Signing with blood again. Damn, anyway, what else popping?
There might be a fourth Antetokounmpo in the league.
Oh, nimechikili kunaangalia maneno. There's another brother.
Yes, Alex.
Alex.
Antetokounmpo.
Yo jini nakwanga ngumu.
Yeah, he's working out with the Pacers.
Pacers? Nani yeah. Ako Pacers?
Pacers iko nani? This guy in the... Is Sabonis there?
Amida, Oshie, Malcolm, Holiday, Aaron Holiday ako huku. Justin Holiday ako huku. Lavat ako huku, Karis.
Oof.
Kellen Martin is here, TJ McConnell. Who else is here? Domantas Sabonis.
Yes!
Your guy is here.
I knew a name. Yeah, I knew something.
Your guy is here.
Sorry.
Nani mwingine? Yes, Stanley is here, Miles Turner, and TJ Warren pia. Not a solid team per se, I'd say.
Yeah, not all that.
So he has a good starting point. Do you think the team where you start off as a rookie or where you're drafted really determines the projection of your career? I mean, it doesn't matter.
Not really, because I think some players are drafted to some teams because they're the best available player on the rookie lad on the roster. Mm. Oh, sorry, on the, what do you call it? On the draft list. But they're not necessarily what the team needs. Like inaweza kuwa wanaangalia eh manze let's all go and need point guard or something. Point guards are gone the good ones. The left side it's a power forward. So they're like so it might not because if you're not being played as much and now only use yako na wanangoja tu rookie contract yako isha ku offload. Yeah, it might not be the best. But you need inaweza kuwa poa pia ukiangalia side nyingine because ni character development. Your team iliku
Do you want to go there? Okay, sir. Let's go there. Character development. Why is Los Angeles Lakers combining Caldwell Pope and
Kuz
and Kyle Kuzma as a package for a trade?
And apparently they've offered them to like all the teams in the league.
Yes.
And no one is accepting that offer.
Why are you trying to get rid of them like this so badly? Also, Bradley Beal to Golden State. Which if it happens, might affect the future of Nani. Of Brody with the team. Bill moves from Washington to Golden State, the chances of Brody staying over at Washington are not that high.
So there's talk of Brody to
Golden State PS.
No, to Lakers, and I'm like, what?
To Lakers.
Why?
You don't need him. Lakers, you don't need anyone.
I don't think, I'm not saying Brody is bad, but he won't play the role that he's needed to play at Lakers. He'll need to be like the, okay, because hopefully if all goes well, now this then will be like going for MVP and all AD. So this will be like, he'll be like heroing the team, shadowed by Nani Apo, by Bron. So we'd expect like sort of the third wheel of sorts, but AMC Ako.
na kupata
ni star, but itabidi yo ujue a rock iko kwa DK iko kwa DK Brown when you option either tuko kwa bench ama ni
you have to settle for that.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't see Brody having that state of mind unless I mean one to get it cheap now.
Okay, but how are you feeling about Caldwell Pope and Kuz being bundled up for trade?
Me naona ni hiyo ni biz cause ku get rid of Kuz peke yake ingekuwa tricks. So hii nani KCP is alikuwa na flashes hapa kule, but so yeah, yeah ni collateral damage tu ndio Kuz aishie, lazima unatuge Kuz na
so ana sanitize.
Eh yani
KCP ana sanitize Kuz.
Eh.
Mm.
Eh.
Okay. And how are you feeling about Bradley Beal if he moves to GSW?
Interesting.
Mm.
Interesting move.
How do you think that's going to play out?
Mi bado ninge kwa Brooklyn ninge kwa GSW ninge get Centum Noma.
Centum Noma.
Also manze mge maliza hiyo equation mge yo cause you've seen the bigs are.
Na unajua tulikuwa na Javel McGee. Hiyo ndio kitu iliniuma. Vile tulipeana Javel McGee. Ai. Anyway, also there was talk of them moving to GSW also.
Yes, 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 yes.
Now
yes,
that
yes.
makes more sense. Ama. Because that's another guard. I feel like he can hold it down proper and help Steph.
Yeah, yeah, he can.
And when that happens, did we talk about this? This feels like a deja vu moment. When that happens, even Draymond can now play his position proper.
Yeah.
Instead of just being the court marshal distributing the ball. Nini.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think in the comment section. What's your PS tagging yako? And your fraud watch. And tell us, ko Olympics, if you already have a team, who do you think is going to bag it? Nana pigwe medal. Me, I don't know yet. Honestly, I don't know.
Ata misijui, nita decide. Apo, wakisha, proceed kidogo.
Okay, anything else we need to put out there?
Nah, man, we're good.
Socials, mitandao?
Twitter, Instagram, at nothingbutnetke. Spread the word, share the love.
Unajua ni aje?
Eh.
Tuna record kwa banka, siyo?
Yes.
It's now, let me just look at my watch. It's 7:16. Maze, modo wangu wakifiki hivi. Maze na mshu wakuje, ananiambia, ata delay, namuliza, alafu ananiambia, ata nichelewesha. Alafu namuliza kama neza mngoje, ananiambia, hey, maybe kitu 1.5 hours.
What?
Yo, maze, I've been and young.
6'4".
Until next time, maze, take care, peace. We out.
Nothing, nothing but net.
For the win, it's gone! LeBron James at the buzzer!
Deep shot!
Nothing but net.
Neville, I'm gonna echo. I'ma need you to back up.
James Harden with a buzzer beater.
Bryant fires away.
It's good. 3-pointer for Kobe Bryant.
Nothing but net. But net.